You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster and MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli here as spring training is kind of starting to wind down. A little over a week to go until opening day. We'll talk about some different stuff. Chance Sisko still up with the Major League Club right now. We'll handle some of the injuries the Orioles continue to face. But Brittany, I wanted to start this podcast really the way we ended the last one, which was talking about the World Baseball Classic. Team USA wins it. Which means the Orioles get their players back. But Adam Jones was a huge part of Team USA, really from start to finish. I mean, if you look at the entire tournament, I mean, I know Marcus Stroman was MVP of the World Baseball Classic as far as the final goes, but if Team USA had to pick an MVP for the entire tournament, I would think Adam Jones would get the nod. Have you gotten a chance to talk to him since he's returned?
We haven't. He's kind of popped in and out. Not playing today because it's a road game, but I expect he'll probably play at some point this weekend, get back into those games. But I agree with you. It was really cool to see. I think he's a guy who Orioles fans appreciate, but on a national level, people certainly know who he is. I think players and his peers have a lot of respect for him. And I think what the WBC did was just kind of elevate him to a new group, to a new fan base. He just has a lot of intangibles. And I know people kind of comment on, you know, his defensive metrics and advanced stats, and but there's some things that you just can't take into account with that kind of stuff. You know, the heart, the grit, the determination, being able to step up in the clutch. Those are all things he's really good at. We saw all of that, I think, on display with Team USA.
One of maybe the it moment of that tournament, the semifinal, Team USA beats the Dominican Republic. Manny Machado hits a shot to center field, and Jones basically goes into the crowd almost and robs him of the home run. It was a great moment that was made even cooler because here's two teammates that come together in a play like this, and Machado had the classy tip of the cap out to Jones as he kind of shruggingly went back to the dugout. And I know Buck Showalter even talked about the fact that he stayed up late and got to see that moment. What a moment it was.
Yeah. I mean, it was just fantastic. And I can't remember if we talked about it the last time I was on or not, but that's what was so cool about the WBC, I think, is representing your country and just seeing all these guys from different teams kind of come together. And that catch was fantastic. And you know, Jones said afterwards, I believe, to the media that he wasn't even sure he had it. He was just trying everything he could do to catch that ball. And I agree with you. It really was the defining moment. That photo circulated all across the media. It was really, really cool to see.
Yeah, and if people don't know the photo you're speaking of, it's the shot of him basically almost in the crowd, and you can see all the faces of the fans right there around him, either reaching for the ball or looking at him, or the different facial expressions is fantastic, and it was really an amazing photo. All right, on to the current Orioles that are getting ready to play the season here, and guys that are and aren't, and Chris Tillman obviously isn't going to be ready for opening day. Has the team decided just how they're going to handle that situation and not having their ace to start the season?
No, they really haven't. The good news is that because of all these off days in April, they only need a fifth starter twice, and they don't need that fifth starter until April 15th. So I would be surprised if they say, hey, this is the guy who's pitching April 15th when this team breaks camp. Knowing the Orioles, knowing manager Buck Showalter, there'll be a lot of roster maneuvering before they get to the 15th. It will depend on who is healthy, the matchups, how things are going. It could be two different guys that would be pitched in that fifth starter slot the month of April. They could give different guys spot starts. And a lot of it also is going to depend on how long they realistically think they're going to go without Chris Tillman. Is it going to be just the month of April? Is it going to be longer than that? So they do have candidates. All those guys are still in camp. You know, guys like Tanner Wilson and Mike Wright, Jason Aquino, Gabriel Yanoa. They do have guys that they're considering. Obviously, none of these options are as good as Chris Tillman. But again, I think it's something that we might not know when this team heads north. It's very, very much so looks like it's going to be a day before type of announcement at Camden Yards.
You mentioned some names as far as that spot goes, and some of those names are also involved in just kind of filling out this bullpen as well, and there's more names as well. You have a story on Orioles.com right now about all the different guys in play as far as the bullpen goes. And I guess that's going to be the same, right? I mean, Buck loves to kind of keep that train rolling between AAA and the major leagues. How many of these guys that are vying for bullpen spots could be up and down early in the season?
Exactly. That's what makes it so tough to predict, is because they can break camp with four starters and extra guys and make all these moves, send guys down. They've got a lot of flexibility in that roster, which was something they really wanted because they lacked it last year, the ability to send guys out and get fresh arms in. There's just so much at play here that it's almost impossible to predict who's going to be on that opening day roster for those final couple spots. Again, I think matchups are going to play into it heavily. And the thing that the Orioles do so well that other teams don't is they play one game at a time. They say, what roster do we need to win tonight's game? And if that requires a move or two, they're going to make it. So really tough to gauge what they're going to end up doing for that reason. I mean, there's just so much at hand, and they manipulate that roster so well.
Zach Britton is a guy who's finally getting back to it. Obviously, the tweak, and he was out a little bit. Does he feel like he's on track? Obviously, getting ready for the season for a closer who's going to pitch one inning a night is a little different than a starter who has to build up to 70, 80, 90 pitches. How is Britton feeling at this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, they feel optimistic that he's going to be fine for opening day. He's going to be the guy. Like you said, spring training is really long. And it's essentially for starting pitchers so that they can get all those reps in, build their arms up, get X amount of games. If you're a position player, if you're a relief pitcher, you could probably get ready in a couple weeks, a week or two tops. And Ryan Flaherty's back in the lineup for them today, and he didn't seem worried about being ready for opening day, which is, you know, obviously a week plus away. But I think for a guy like Britton, not being in pain, throwing, not having any setbacks was key, and hopefully is going to be the guy that he was last year for them. Now, he's pitching a lot at Twin Lakes Park. He hasn't pitched a lot in major league games, so it's tough to see. I haven't seen him grow. It's tough to say how good he is. Does he look as good as he looked last spring? All things like that are kind of unanswered right now, but the health is there, which is probably the most important thing at this point in the spring.
The health is not there yet for Seth Smith and Chris Dickerson. Still out. How about the progress on those two guys?
Yeah, kind of slow. And with a guy like Seth Smith, who you basically had penciled in to the opening day roster, it really kind of complicates things. Does this open up an extra slot? Does this mean, you know, that Trey Mancini makes this team? Does this maybe open up a spot for a Rule 5 guy for a couple days? Again, there's a lot of stuff at play. And that Seth Smith injury more than Chris Dickerson, who came in trying to win a spot on this team. Seth Smith was a guy they acquired, Giovanni Gallardo. He was supposed to be a very important part of this outfit. So this is something that he's dealt with in the past. He didn't seem too worried about it, but it's lingered much longer than he expected and the Orioles expected. So as this continues to progress, he starts to wonder, okay, what's the backup plan here? And I think it's going to open up some slots in that outfield mix, which was already kind of a crowded mix. And in terms of news, Tim, there's not a whole lot of news on either one of those guys. I mean, they continue to kind of progress at an okay rate, I guess. But when you're looking at where they are, the games are dwindling here. So they really need to get back on the field and to get some at-bats. And whether that's at Twin Lakes Park or in these major league games, I think they'll probably be in the minors games in the event that something goes wrong and they have to be placed on the DL. But to me, the Seth Smith one is concerning. He hasn't looked good all spring, and then he got hurt. What are you going to get out of him this year? Nobody's really too sure.
One more thing I wanted to touch on with you, Brittany, and that is Chance Sisko, who eventually is going to end up playing in the minor leagues this season. But they've kept him up with the major league club. They've obviously had a lot of roster cuts to this point. But Sisko getting plenty of exposure, I guess, is the word, and I think that's the word they used, right? That they just want him to get as much major league competition as he can this spring before they send him down.
Yeah, I think it really shows him how close they think he is. He's not overwhelmed or overmatched. He's done a lot of work with catching coach John Russell to become better behind the plate, better at receiving, better at, you know, setting up, all those things that he's going to need to do at the major league level. They've been impressed by him, by his composure. He's a guy who obviously they think very highly of. As you mentioned, they went and got Wellington Castillo. Chance Sisko is not making this team, but it's comforting to know that they think he's that close, that he's a guy who's still here, still getting his reps in, still around these major league guys, catching them, getting that experience. This is only going to be a positive. I think he's going to have a good year at AAA Norfolk. I think he's going to really start pounding down that door, and that's what they want. They don't want to graduate these guys early. Their minor league system has certainly had its challenges over the last few years. A guy like Chan Cisco, I think they know they want to do this right, and that's part of the reason why they went out and got Castillo. And keep in mind, now that Castillo's back from the WBC, Cisco can also learn from him a lot. It's really been a positive. I didn't think he'd be in camp this late, but I think it just speaks volumes as to how highly this organization values him and his readiness.
All right, great stuff, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.